So we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we pick up today Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet. So he gives a little bit of an introduction over here, which is actually a good summary of the last Perek. Because although, well, let's take a look. He says, Tamtis HaPrakim HaKolmim. And let me give you the essence of the previous chapters. He says, Hametzios HaAmitis Shel HaAdam. The true essence of man, neshama shemalubash aleh haguf. The true essence of man is a neshama that is clouded by a body. Kedei la'akor es hazihui haragil sha'adam ezah es asmo kiguf shebesocho neshama. But in order to uproot the regular sense of identification that a person normally has of themselves, which is as a body that houses a soul, alav la'avor ta'alich shel shlosha shlavim. Person has to go through a three-prong process. So mostly all he's doing is summarizing the entire last paragraph and how he gets into the three-prong process or three-tier process of the Baal Shem Tov, of Hachna'a, Havdalah, and Hamtaka. If you remember again what those phrases meant was Havdalah was ultimately a splitting apart or a separation, a breaking apart of the body and soul. Havdalah was the active separation of the two, and Hamtoko is the bringing of them back together, but this time in a healthy fashion. Harotzu haderech harotzuya ba'avoda. The preferable approach in this is shiluv shel hachna'a im havdalah, is ultimately to combine the processes of hachna'a and havdalah. Ayidei hadas, shikoach havdalah lahavdil bein tov l'ra, v'gam bein tov l'tov, yagia lahachna'a, by using one's intellect, that is the ability to distinguish between that which is good and that which is bad, and even between those things which are good, ultimately a person will be able to break apart the guf and the neshama. Ba'adam yeshnam shlosha chalokim. Person has three parts to him. Machshavos, hargoshos, umasim. Person is made up of three parts. Thought, feeling, emotion, and action. And I will say again, when we normally speak about the splitting apart of the body and soul, we often think about it in terms of the physicality of man. But the truth is, as we've seen already from the previous perek, what this is all about is differentiating between that which is good and that which is negative in every aspect of my life. Their actions can be divided into two parts. Aleph, ma'asim, She'in lahem shayachus klal la'adam. Number one, are actions that have nothing to do with man at all. V'ha'adam is shayach osam elav. But yet what? But that a person assumes that they are connected. So I'll say this, we saw already in a couple of different ways, that there are some things that happen in life that have absolutely nothing to do with me. But, I assume that somehow they're my responsibility. And base, ma'asim sha'adam achin osa. And the second part are actions that a person does that he is responsible for. But even so, a person has to know the fine line. Elu todos be'emes shayachas elav, ve'elu todos av shenasas mechamaso, enon shayachos be'emes lepu'ulaso. A person has to know in reality even those actions that are my responsibility, which ones are really shayach to me, and which ones ultimately are not really connected to who and what I am. Amnam, afilu ma'aseh she'adam oseh b'poel, even those things that a person does actively, im ha-ma'aseh hu tov, if ultimately the action is good, alav lezahos osem atzmiuso, if a person does something good, a person has to identify that with his core, v'im hu shalili, but if ultimately it's negative, alav lezahos shena'aseh im ha-koach ha-chitzoni shebo, then a person has to identify the sin that's coming externally. Kohos aguf v'loim koach ha-pnimi shebo ha-neshama. Beperek zeh, okay, so we'll say, now he ends off by saying, beperek zeh, niskadim me'olam ha-ma'asim li'olam ha-argoshos, va'avod ha-ru'yebo. So we'll say, the real focus of last perek was in the realm of action. Specifically, the focus was that when we do certain things and negative things occur, or I should say when we engage in certain negative activities, it's important to understand that although I am responsible for those negative activities are not a reflection on me. Those negative activities ultimately are mistakes that I make. They are connected to the clothing, the external layers of my being, but they are not reflective of the goodness of my inner core. In this parak, now we're going to transition from talking about actions to talking ultimately about feelings. Look at the next paragraph. Koach halavad lihinatek lihisnatek miragashos shaliliyim. So literally, koach halavad, the singular power, the ability to detach from negative feelings. Ba'adam kayim olam shoragashos. A person lives in a world of emotion, of feelings. Yeshnam adam, yeshnam anoshim, shem yosa ragshim. There are some people that are more emotional. V'yeshnam pachos ragashim. And there are others who are less emotional. Ninasa linateach ulachalik es olam hargasho shala adam. So let's try to dissect a little bit the world of emotion of the individual. V'az linasos, and hargashos may be better than emotions, it's maybe feelings. Va'az linasos ulaharos ich polimito. So it's like in order to affect change in any area of life, you first have to understand the dynamics that govern it. So if we're going to go ahead and somehow discuss or try to figure out how to go ahead and rule the world of emotion, we first have to understand how it works. Ich mismodedim ito. Ich mishaychim es haragosho sachiyuvim le'etzem ha'ani. How do we go ahead and connect the negative emotions to myself? Lahavin shame chelik mimachusan shama ve'ich mafridin es haragashos hashlili me'etzamani. Excuse me, I read that wrong. Ech meshech mes haragashos hachiyuvim le'etzamani. How do I associate positive emotion with my inner eye to understand they are part of my neshama? Ve'ich mafridin es haragashos hashlili me'etzamani. On the other hand, how do I go ahead and distance the negative emotion from the inner eye, umasim otam kichitzoniim lo, and to identify them as external powers or external powers, mikochos haguf, that ultimately emanate from the body. Also, what we're going to see now is, according to the Mechaber, that there are two different types of emotion. There's emotion that emanates from the soul, and there's emotion that emanates from the body. What's the distinction between the two? There's negative emotion and positive emotion. Negative emotion is not related to my inner core, but rather negative emotion, again, is part of those external layers that he called the clothing, versus positive emotion, which is absolutely part of my inner core of who and what I am. So he says, Bechlolus, in general, Kochos haregesh shala adam mischalkim l'shnayim. There are two different types of emotion. So we'll say all he's doing now is taking the same model that he developed for action in the last paragraph, in the last chapter, and now just applying it to the world of emotion. There are no chidushim over here. But he says, bichlalos, in general, kochos haregesh shel ha'adam mischalkim l'shnayim. So the koach of emotion of man can be divided up into two parts. Yeshno regesh sha'adam margish biyachas lezulaso. There are some emotions that a person feels or feelings that a person has towards the other. Biyaches la'achirim. V'yeshno regesh sha'adam margish biyachas la'atzmo. So there are some emotions that I feel towards others, and there are other emotions that I feel towards myself. Biyachas lezulaso. Kayim regesh sha'ava v'haracha. So when it comes to emotions that I feel for the others, I could feel a feeling of love, a feeling of respect. Lu'umas regesh shosina kina, but I could also feel hatred. I could also feel animosity or jealousy. Kefi shekol adamakir, as we all know. Tap of Kuf Aleph. Pamim rabos, many times, hargoshos hashelilim shekayamim ba'adam klapei zulaso, alulim laharos es komahalich hachayim shalom. There are times when the negative feelings I have for others could go ahead and destroy one's entire life. Im yismaked b'hem. Listen to this. L'dugma. L'adam yesh eza sichsuchim ploni. For example, a person has a certain falling out with another individual. What happens? Kol mataroso b'chayav hu lahazik l'sheni ad sheyismoteit. What becomes my entire life mission becomes to destroy the other. Hulo soleach amashaver. I don't forgive for what happened. Hu yashkia ksafim. I'm willing to invest money, zman v'kochos, time and energy. Ha'iker shatzat hasheni yetsay mufsad v'yishalim amasha asa. The goal is that I want that other side. I want that other person to go ahead and get hurt and to pay for what he does. Hu yafsid yimei avoda. I'll be willing to give up days of work. Yiskor orchei dinim ba'asaras alfei shkalim. I'm willing to pay for lawyers tens of thousands of shekel. Ha'iker Well, so obviously what he's painting a picture over here is an individual who is so bent on hurting the other that in the process he hurts himself, but he's so consumed by his hatred, by his animosity, that he doesn't even see that in the process of hurting the other, he's actually hurting himself. The feeling of hatred is embedded with the individual so strongly, until a person is unable to free himself from it. My entire thought is devoted to this the entire day. So the examples of this type of behavior are many and known to all. He says, "Ninase la'amod ma'at asuk hareges shekayim ba'adam klape zulaso." But let's try to analyze where this type, especially of self-destructive behavior, ultimately emanates from. And Rabbosai, we know it's he's giving a dramatic example, but the truth is, people carry around animosity all. I'm sorry?
In divorces.
Yeah, 100, and even just, I would say you don't have to go this extreme. You can even say in general, everybody carries around some level of, not everybody, many people carry around some level of animosity, and just the notion of bearing a grudge, just the notion of being angry at the other, just the notion of harboring that ill will, those are things that consume an individual and you don't get anything from it. All it does is have a negative impact. So he's trying to say, like, why do we do that? Why would we engage in behaviors that are objectively self-destructive? All right, well, so you know what, we'll stop over here, Amir Tzashem, for today. Just a scheduling announcement. The shiur is not going to pick up until next Thursday, because Emir Tzashem, tomorrow's a legal holiday, so we're doing the daf after davening. Friday davening is regular time. Actually, davening is 6:30, but we're doing the daf after davening as well, Emir Tzashem. And then the rest of Hanukkah, davening starts at 6:30. So Emir Tzashem, we're going to be starting the daf at 5:45. So Emir Tzashem, we'll pick up Emir Tzashem on Thursday. So we'll probably end up starting from the beginning of Perak Dalid again.
You don't mean Friday?
Thursday
is last day of Hanukkah.
Right. Oh, Thursday is last day of Hanukkah? Mm-hmm. Okay, Friday, Emir Tzashem, then. Yeah, be a week from Friday.
From this Friday.
You could sit down.